I know I say it about every time I stand to preach, and I mean it every time I stand to preach. I really need your prayers this morning. I thought I knowed all week, and I guess maybe I say this a long time too. I don't know. I guess I thought all week I knowed what I was going to be preaching today. Just felt like the Lord really had a scripture on my heart, and I've been pondering on it, been studying on it. Just felt like all the way up to this morning, and then my heart started going another way. I started studying some other scriptures, and then before we come to church, it's like the Lord turned my heart another way. And I don't know, but I've learned down through my life of living for the Lord just to follow Him. And I was telling them youngins this morning, and I call them youngins, the teenagers, I was telling them in there, I said, just like when they warned Paul before he went to Jerusalem there what he's going to face, I said, above all the fear, he was willing to go there, and he was willing not just to be bound but to die there if he had to. He was willing to go forward in the midst of the fear and in the midst of people warning him not to do it and everything else. And that's the way this morning I'm coming to you. And pure faith this morning, just trusting the Lord with what He's laid on my heart. There's fear here. I ain't going to lie. You say, well, preacher, you preached for 11 and a half years. You've been saved since you was 12. You don't have no fear no more. I'm going to tell you what, this old boy gets scared every time I stand. I get scared every time I have to testify. I get scared every time I'm on a job and the Lord says, tell that man about Jesus. You don't grow out of that. You don't get past having a fear in your life about doing something for the Lord. I stand before you, a 51-year-old man, like I say, been preaching for a little while, been saved for a good while. But I get scared, Jesus. When the Lord says, do something, and I feel like I don't have it all prepared and ready. But He says, do it anyway. This morning, that's kind of where I stand with you. I got some scripture on my heart over in the book of Matthew, and it's very familiar. In the 8th chapter of the book of Matthew, just going to maybe get into just a few things out of this, but it's what the Lord's laid on her heart. In about the 18th verse of the 8th chapter of the book of Matthew, some things no doubt we've thought and maybe even spoke on before, but it's what God gave us this morning. In the 8th chapter, 18th verse of Matthew, He said, now when Jesus saw great multitudes about Him, He gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And a certain scribe came and said unto Him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus saith unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay His head. You think maybe the Lord was telling him, you know, you're going to follow me, but you got to understand, I keep moving, and I've got places I'm going. It ain't going to always be comfortable, and it ain't always going to be restful for you. If you're saying you're going to follow me, I want you to understand some things. We're going to go through some storms and we're going to go through some valleys. Lord, don't let none of us enter into this way ignorant. And like I said, I'll take my time this morning. That's what I've been, my heart and my burden for our teenagers, and I've been trying my best, Bobby, to tell them the truth here lately. I want them to understand it ain't going to be easy, youngins. You get saved and don't you think that it's going to be a bed of roses and it's just going to be perfect and you ain't never going to have a depressive day. You ain't never going to have a struggle. You ain't never going to have a problem. I don't want them to believe that. I want them to know the truth. And that's what Jesus done here. This man said, I'm going to follow you. And He said, I want you to understand some things. Even the foxes has got holes. Even the birds has got nests. But I ain't even got nowhere to lay my head. It's going to be a struggle if you're going to go with me. But I'll get on into it. He said, and another of His disciples said unto Him, Lord, suffer me to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, follow me and let the dead bury the dead. And when he was entered into the ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves. But he was asleep, and his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose, and he rebuked the winds and the seas, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the seas doth obey? And I'll stop right there. Y'all want us to understand what the Lord done right here. He done it prepared. He done warned them. You know, if you follow me, there's going to be some consequences to it. There's going to be some things you're going to go through. But he told them over there, Mike. He told his disciples, he said, come on, he said, let's go to the other side. And then it said when he went into the ship, it said they followed him. I'm going to tell you something. When the Lord comes by and calls your name, when he knocks on your heart to get saved, and you choose him, and you say, Lord, I'm going to follow you, and you go to an altar, or you bow wherever you're at, and you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, Daniel. He's calling unto our lost people today, David, and he's saying, hey, let's go to the other side. He's calling out unto a people, and he's saying, come on and go with me. Hey, don't you worry about nothing. You let the dead bury the dead. Don't you worry about nothing in this life. But you come with me, we're heading to the other side. And them disciples, they went with him into the ship. The Bible said they followed him. They come a time when he knocked on my heart, Mike, and he showed me I was a lost sinner on my way to hell. And he said, you come follow me. Hey, and I entered into a ship with him. I entered into a time in my life when we was taking a journey together.
Amen.
You'll just bear with me.
It may spend many a time on this journey, Brother Freeman.
There's been many a time since I've entered into this ship and I've entered into this journey with you, man. There's been a great tempest come our way. There's been storms that's rocked this old boat. It shook me till I thought I was going to fall apart, just to be honest with you, a few times. I get to wondering, why'd the Lord say, let's go? Why'd the Lord put us on this way? If he knew what we was going to be facing, why'd he send me out into the depths of the sea? Didn't he realize that there was going to be a storm? Why did he send us out in this world for now? No, we're going to face. He even told us. He said, they hated me, they're going to hate you. He's let us know there's going to be some trouble along this way. Yet he said, come on, Lord. These storms get to raising up in my life sometimes, Colin. I ain't gonna lie about it. I told you that I may be a weird preacher with a lot of people, but I try to be as honest as I know how to be. There's times, sure, this old boy's wadded up the ball in his house and bawled his eyes out. There's been times, Colin Freeman, I'm gonna just tell you, hey, I thought I was all alone. I thought that there was just no way I was gonna make it through what I was going through. I thought there was no hope that the wave was going to crush my little old ship. Come on, I thought about it. Huh? Preacher, you're a Christian walk. You thought about quitting. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I have. You know what? I tell you.
And when I start, then what causes us to get there, Dana? What causes that, sis? My faith gets weak. You know what caused them to think? Why, they was bold enough to walk in that ship with Jesus when he was walking right there with them, when they could lay their eyes on him. They boy walked right in there. They got out there and they got to doing their own thing. I wonder if they even noticed that he went to sleep until the storm came. Huh? You ever thought about that? Well, they may have been up there looking over the bow, looking at the horizon, looking at the beautiful sea. Everything was calm and peaceful. Everything just rolling along. Ever get there in your life? And more weeds making. I'm arrived. Everything's good. Money's rolling in. I've got all the wants. Me and the wife's getting along good. Kids are doing great. Everything's good. It's all just smooth sailing. Uh-oh, radio. Uh-oh. That wind's picking it up. What? There wasn't much worrying too much, I don't think, about where Jesus was. He'd had time to go lay down and go to sleep. They had to go find him, didn't they, Mike? Storms got cranked up, Danielle. They thought the little boat was going to fly apart. I believe it all took place for a reason, brother. Because you know what? When the storm came, they got to wonder where he was. There's been a lot of times when I thought life was just going good, Lenny. Wind started picking up, the rain began coming in, lightning and the thunder. Hit me a rock into the rill. You get on a boat if you've ever been out there in a storm, and I have. And you know what, Mike? It'll throw you one side to the other, up and down. You're worried you're going off the side. Up and down. You can't get your stomach to settle. You stay sick about the most of the time, and you're fearful that you're getting ready to die. Yeah. Ain't that just the way when a storm comes, David, in your life? Problems come up, get the rock of you, riddle of you, just every situation I can name in here today. But you got yours and I got mine. That storm gets to shaking you, killed. You're thrown to and fro, back and forth, up and down. Janelle, get to wondering. I don't think I'm gonna make it through this. You know what's gonna do to a child of God? It'll get you looking for Jesus again, won't it? It'll get you to wondering. He ain't jumped off ship and left me out here in the storm, has he? Oh no. Oh no. Why you say that, preacher? He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you even until the end. He didn't get on board and say, go to the other side and leave them out there. Don't lose your faith, church. Don't lose your faith, child of God. You might just be going through a storm. But if you've ever been born again, I promise you he's still on board with you. If you ever nailed on your face in an altar, if you ever opened your heart and gave your heart and life to Jesus Christ, he's still on board. I went to digging around. Lord, what are you doing asleep down there? Don't you realize we're in a storm? We've always got questions, boy, don't we? Where did you go, Lord? Why ain't you doing this? Why ain't you doing that? Huh? Every time trouble comes, Lord, why did you do this? Lord, why did you let this happen? Huh? I'll get around to that here in just a minute. We always think we just know everything, don't we? But from the beginning, when we started following him, he told us, you're going to face some things. You're going to go through some troubles. You're going to go through some trials. But we're going to say, why? Perfect example of how our heart would release this. There's one thief on the cross over there. It said, Lord, if you be the Christ, won't you save us? And then there was another one there that looked over. And he said, don't you realize this man ain't done nothing to deserve this? But he said, we deserve what we're facing. We deserve going through what we did. Do you realize that Jesus got on a boat and went through a storm when he could have walked on top of it? Huh? He proved it. Do you realize he got down in the midst of a ship, Angie? He got down. He climbed on board with them other men. Hey, he got on board a ship and was willing to go through a storm on their behalf. He knows they have to ride the waves. He knows they're going to have to go through that storm. But he's really willing to ride with them, wasn't he? He that knew no sin became sin. That's what the book says. And while we was yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know what his will to do? His will to get on board a ship he knows was headed for a storm. Why do you reckon he was? Jed Roberts, because I'm going to tell you why. Because he knew there was going to be a time when we was going to need him in the storm. And he knew our little ship would fall apart. And he knew our little boat would sink. He's willing to climb on board so he could get us through our storm. Take the time. Ain't no hurry. He got to going through that storm. And they got down there. And they finally got back to hold Jesus. He said, oh, you little faith. Where's your faith at? I'll ask the church that this morning, each one of us that's born again, if you're going through a little storm, where's your faith at? Where's it at, Angie? Put it to Jesus. He's right there. If you ain't seen him in a little while, you ain't failed of him in a little while, it may be because you've been wanting to ride right up there in the smooth part of the sail. You got in the storm, and I'm going to advise you of something. Get down there and just looking for him. He's still on board. Get a hold of him. I believe David, I don't think they run in there and hollered at him from across the room. Lord, what is it? I believe that. Lord, hey, we're in a storm. I need you, Lord. Hey, I'm going to advise you. Get on your knees this morning. Get a hold of Jesus. Don't you sit back there in your seat and go to hollering for him to come to you. You get off of riding up on the top of the boat and get down a little bit. Get down to where Jesus is. He ain't in my old flesh. He's in my heart. Get down there and get hold of him. Don't you let him go. Amen. You get down, you get on your knees, I'm going to take something. He's going to ask you a question. Where's your faith? Do you remember I was the one brought you on this journey? You remember I was the one who said we're going to the other side, don't you? You want to know what's going to happen later? He's going to say, faith's supposed to be. That storm didn't get calmed until they get a hold of Jesus. You know what? Your storm ain't going to get calmed until you get a hold of Jesus. They still had some more sailing to do, Weston. They still had some more going to do. You know what? The rest of the way, I believe, was smooth. But they realized they're still with us. We still got a ways to go, church. And I'm just going to tell you, the sailing will be a whole lot smoother if you'll realize he's with you. He didn't send us into this to sink us. He didn't send us into this to watch us go down. He sent us into this to get to the other side.
Amen.
Where's the other side at? Heaven's going to be my home. I'm just on a little journey while I'm here. And we'll go through some storms. I tell you, the other scripture Lord gave me in this is over in the book of John. You may already know it. You may already be able to quote it. But I'm going to read it. In the 16th chapter of John, he's telling them disciples over there. He said when he was getting ready to go away, he's getting ready to be crucified. He's telling them over there. He said in the 16th chapter of the book of John. He said in about the 29th verse, maybe I started. He said his disciples said unto him, "Lo, now speakest thou plainly and speakest no proverb." He said, "Now are we sure that thou knowest all things and needest not that any man should ask thee? By this we believe that thou camest forth from God." Jesus answered them, "Do ye now believe?" He asked them a question. "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." Listen. "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." I told you, he never has lied to us, and he will not and cannot lie. While we go through this life, and that's why in my heart, church, I want you prepared. There's some people believing that the church is going to get took out of here and that then there's going to be great tribulation. Well, I'm here to tell you today that you're going to have great tribulation before you leave here. I'm here to tell you there's going to be some suffering going on. I'm here to tell you that the waves are going to rock your ship. It's going to try to turn you over, and it's going to try to sink you. But Jesus has already prepared some things for us. Tell us to believe on Him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and what? Thou shalt be saved. Sounds to me like somebody says, "Get on board the boat with me and we'll go to the other side." I'm going to another place that says, "To lean not unto your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him and He'll direct your paths." I'm on the ship with the one that knows how to get to the other side. I'm on the ship with the one that the winds and seas obey. So no matter what comes our way, Angie, we're all right. I know it seemed like here the last little while I've had to preach some hard stuff every now and then. seem like it's had to get a little rough. It's more than I'm trying to tell you about some good stuff, church.
Amen.
Don't forget who your deliverer is. Don't forget who's controlling everything that goes on around you. You want to know what you can be? You can be a good cheer. He's already overcome everything that you can fear. He's overcome death. He's overcome hell. He's overcome the grave. And you know what? He's overcome the persecution of man.
Amen.
Say, well, Mike Ball looked at me cross-eyed Sunday morning. I'm liar. And I just can't worship with a man like that. Ain't that a bunch of junk? That ain't a storm. That ain't wind. That ain't trouble. That's a little puffed up, little old wimp. What that is? You ain't even got out of the water yet. That ain't a storm. Hey, it's some heavy things that we will face. And we better realize He's right there with us. You know what they did to Paul? You know what they did to them apostles? They beat them. They scourged them. They mocked them. They persecuted them. And they killed them. And so we got people falling out of church because I can't sit across from going so. We got people who want to jump ship over the ignorantest, most, you shouldn't say stupid, but the stupidest things I've ever heard of in my life. It ain't even storms. I don't know why I went there in the moment, but I did. You just stay with the ship. Quit trying to get off. And realize He's on board. We're going to the inside of this.
I'm heading home.
You know what? I want to see some other people. Like you home to. I want to see some lost people, Bobby. I mentioned these little old babies a lot of times in this camp. But I want to tell you what, they need some examples. They need some examples. I told my wife, I probably shared this a few times, baby. We had our kids on that boat down there. We went to the beach down there and went deep sea fishing. They took us that little worst storm I'd ever seen. I felt like I was in the middle of Deadliest Catch. I really did. Boat up, boat down, water coming over the front of it, having to hold on to my youngs, it going sideways. It just about felt like it's going to go up and down a few times. And my wife said, what have we done? And we brought our children right in the midst of this. And I looked around and I looked at the people that was used to riding that boat. And they're standing around just calm as they could be. Captain was calm. All the guys that worked the boat was calm. And I looked at her and I said, when they get excited, we should. Let me tell you something. We got some children in the house of God that's watching some of us older ones. You know what? If we can't stand it when a little old wave comes up and smacks the side of the boat, they ain't gonna be able to take it either. You know what? They ought not see us getting so excited over a lot of stuff that's going on. Because why? We ought to be in good cheer. Because the one that's on our boat has already overcome everything we're facing. So we can be in good cheer. I want these youngins to see a church. The church of the living God. That ain't going to move around with every wind and every wave and every doctrine that comes the way. But we'll stand firm, we'll stand bold, and we'll stand on the Word of God, and we'll stand in peace through the storm. There's a lot of this doctrine, new doctrines and new this and new that, new ways of worship, new all this praise worship and all this hoopla that's going around our land and country today. Savannah, it don't shake me. I know what I'm founded in. I know the doctrine that saved my soul. And the very doctrine that saved my soul, saved a lot of these people's souls, is the very doctrine they're getting away from. So I ain't going to worry. I ain't going to say stuff don't shake me up somehow. You know what I do when it does, Mark? I get down there where he's at and I say, Lord, I'm in a storm. Lord, help me get through this storm. Because I realize we ain't even halfway there yet, Lord. And I need you. And I need to have my faith anchored in Him.
Amen.
The church needs its faith anchored in God today. He walks on top of it. He's not getting concerned by it. He started going down when he got his eyes on the storm. These men got rocked and reeled when they got their eyes on the storm. You know what? When they started sleeping and cried out to the Lord reached out and got his hand and picked him up. You get ready to go down in your storm, just cry out to him. Get a hold of him. He'll pick you up and he'll put you above. He'll say, Peace be still, Lord. I look at the faces, and you can just say what you want to. I can't help it. I've had our young people on my heart. It's a heavy burden lately. And I'm just, I ain't ashamed of it. I sure am. If you want to know something, I want them to look around. I want them to see the church. Not getting shook by this world. And not worry if we're going to make it. I want them to see our faith grounded in Jesus Christ. Because you know what I see when I look in their faces right now? They some of them face some things. But I realize they still got a long way to sail. And I realize there's been some storms some of us have went through. We're going to have to face them same storms. They're going to get shook up and they're going to get to wondering and they're going to get to questioning, Lord, I know I'm saved, but where are you? I know you said we're going to the other side, but Lord, it's about to tear me apart. And you know what they need to see? They need to see some good old godly deacons that's dug in down at the church. And when the storms come, they help stabilize the ship instead of rocking it even more. They need some good old godly mamas and grandmas. Like in one of the Browns. Like in one of the Browns. That seen some storms and would still stand at the front of that church a singing about how sweet her Jesus was and a shouting to the top of her lungs and a looking forward to the day she was handed home.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Where did her shout go? Where did our shout go that we used to have down at the house of God and at the church? I don't know. Let me ask you first, where did your faith go? What are you anchored in anymore? There's a lot of places it's a crime to shout in. I reckon it's a crime to raise your hand. You show a little bit of Jesus and you'll get scolded for it.
Amen.
Then it gets called emotional. Well, I'm going to tell you what, there's a big difference in emotion and Jesus. I'm going to tell you this much. I'm about bold enough to tell you this. I don't want your emotions and I don't want to see your emotions. But I want to hear Jesus go cry out in the midst of your ship sometimes. Greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world. But evidently, He would get pretty great on you. You understand this morning you're going to go through some tribulations? You understand you're going to go through some things? You understand it's going to get hard in this world? You're not ready to come here, but I don't tell nobody. I won't tell everybody the truth. As much as these children right here, I want them to understand. I want my child to understand. It ain't a bed of roses in this world. He said, in the world, you shall have tribulation. Amen. But there's another thing I want to understand. In me, Chad, he said, you have peace. Be of good cheer. When you go through your trials in hell, just remember he's already overcome every day of it. When you go through your trial, Bobby, just remember he's already conquered it. And what did he say about us, Gina? He said we were more than conquerors through him. Hey, you understand that? He's already conquered it. We're more than a conqueror because we get to ride through on what he's already conquered. And I don't have to let that storm tear me down. Because he will calm the sea. He will get you through what you're having to ride and go over. But to get you there, you're going to have to get to him. And you're going to have to find him. And if you've never been born again, I promise you this much, you'll see it's going down. If he ain't on board, you've got no hope. You'll never make it through this. And another time through the Word of God, where the disciples was out there and got in a storm, and the Bible said they rode as hard as they could. Rode. I know my speech ain't very good. You might think I was saying rode like rode a horse. Rode that boat as hard as they could trying to get her to shore. You know what they did there that way? They looked out and they thought it was a spirit walking on the water. And here comes Jesus walking on top of it. I'm here to tell you this morning, if he ain't on board your ship, he's walking on the water next to you. All you got to do is look out and go to call him for him, and he'll come on board and he'll calm your storm too. You don't know, preacher. Oh, but yes, I do.
I've been hoping. I was a 12-year-old boy on my way to hell. I couldn't close my eyes either at night without getting sick to my stomach wanting to throw up. I was so scared of dying. I couldn't hear the world news and them talking about fighting over in another country without getting so scared that I was going to die. My ship was getting tossed and I was right down till I was taking on so much water I was going under. And I looked up and I saw a man walking on top of everything that scared me to death. Have you seen, preacher? A little man by the name of Henry Rice knelt down beside my bread and he said, son, do you know the Lord is your Savior? How did I see clearly enough to find where Jesus was at? There's a man pointed him out to me. You know what the church is here to do? You are the light of the world. A city set upon a hill that cannot be hid. You know what our job is to do? Point people unto where he is. And when I saw him, I cried out. Son, do you want to be saved? Or have you ever been saved? No, sir, I have not. That's what I told him. Do you want to be? Yes, sir, I do. Well, you know what? He just let me know he is on his own boat. And he couldn't spare me, but he knows who could. He said, son, I can't save you. But he said, I'll tell you about one that can. His name's Jesus. Amen. He said, you put your trust in him, ain't you? He said, if you believe that he died for your sins, hey, that he went on that cross and he bore everything for you. And he died, and on the third day he was resurrected. And he conquered death, hell, and the grave. You know what he done? He told me. He said, son, you're going through some tribulation, but he said, here's where you can find some peace. In a man named Jesus. Well, tell me what I need to pray, preacher. I don't know. Huh? I can't tell you what you need to say. Do you know what I did? I laid my head over on my pillow. And I believed in him.
I can't tell you if there was an actual word come out of my mouth. But I can tell you what he said, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and then with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Your mouth ain't going to get you saved. All it'll do is get you in trouble. Your heart. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And that night right there in my bed, I didn't have enough strength in my body to get out of the bed. My parents had to get me up and down. That's how bad sick I was. Preacher, you told this before. And if you're around me when I'm 99 or 100 years old, I'll still be telling you. I couldn't get up right. I couldn't do anything. And I laid my head over and I believed. My ship was broke over pieces and it was sinking down in the midst of the sea. And while I cried out unto Jesus, he reached down and he picked me up. Oh my goodness, he picked me up. Do you know how Peter felt? I do. He set my feet on a solid rock. And the storms didn't bother me no more. The winds didn't bother me. I realized I'm anchored in something. And that night I come up out of my bed, Ethan. I tell this a lot of times. A little weak, frail 12-year-old boy that lost down, I don't even know what I weighed. Fingernails turning purple because I was so malnutrition, couldn't keep nothing on my stomach, and something was a poison in my body that I was so dead I couldn't do nothing and had no strength about me. And when Jesus Christ, I called on him and he reached down and picked me up, I come up out of a bed with nothing but my drawers on. Hey, you want to know what I come up and doing? Say, I'm saved. Why? So there's somebody come into my ship. Yeah. And he said, we're going to the other side, boy. Old fellow that couldn't move no more. Had the strength of Samson on him. I come up from there and I hugged everybody that's in that old trailer and I loved on them. I told them, I love you, I love you, I love you. But love moved into my life. I got up the next morning, ready for church, and I went back to the doctor. And they said, well, since the body is miraculous, sometimes it heals itself. A little old scared 12-year-old boy didn't know no better, told them the truth. I said, oh no, my body can do this. It's a man named Jesus. You don't know him, you need to leave. Don't you tell me my body done this. My body was killing me. My body was dragging me to hell. But a man named Jesus came on board. And he said, I'm taking you to the other side. And I've been on board with him ever since that day. And the waves have got rocking me around a few times. But he's reminded me, your family don't mean very much. Your soul is anchored with me. The winds and seas obey me. But if you've got the word, if God is even on board, you'll find it. You'll get some stability back in your life. You'll get some comfort, you'll get some peace, and you'll get some happiness. The people God, you could have. And if you're lost and you ain't never known him as your Savior, you can have some peace you never thought you could have. Amen. That's what this world needs to be saying. A church that ain't worried about what's going on around you. Concerning in the manner that we pray for the souls of those that's caught up in all this mess. Concerned in that manner, don't trust your mind with compassion up. Don't worry about it because it ain't going to overcome you. You're not on your way to hell if you're saved. We've got the answer for those that are. And scream it from the rooftop. You see somebody floating off out there in the water, you're going to try your best to throw the lifeline at you. You're going to try your best to holler at them, hey, here, if you get a hold of this right here. You get on board a ship, it'll take you in. Who
needs to be hollering? When you're not following, you're letting our people know. Thank you, Jesus, that loves you. You got a ship you can get on board, they'll take you to the other side. You know what he said he'd do? Take the spoon and dance away. That thing is sin. What is sin? Is the wages of sin. That, you know what he done when he washed me? When he saved me? When he regenerated me? He washed death out of my life. Ever thought about it? He took the sting out of the way. I ain't got to worry about dying no more. You know the only thing I've got to worry about? My people dying. They're on their way to hell. I'm not content just riding my boat on in. I will be casting likewise as much as I can. I want to be shining the light of the gospel. I want to be a lighthouse and let them know that Jesus will get you past them storms you're not. That's what the Lord laid on the heart this morning. I told you I was scared to death because I didn't really want to know what I was getting ready to have to preach to anybody. I know the scriptures he laid on my heart, but I did not know where it was going, and I was terrified. I'll be honest with you. I'm thankful I don't know mine. I'm thankful he knows everything. If it comes down to it, I'll just be totally honest with you. A lot of you that's been around me, you know, I probably couldn't have spelled enough to sit down. I probably couldn't have thought clear enough. I know I couldn't have to wrote out a sermon for this morning. It's been the best song you've ever heard. Do you know what? I'm not bragging on me for preaching, but you know what? I'd like to hear a good message this morning. I'm not bragging on me. But I'm going to tell you what, it wasn't my message. It's his message. And you know who all got preached to this morning? You and me both. You know what? I just had to be a vessel this morning. It's really good to be a vessel. You know what you need to be? Same thing. I appreciate the Word of God this morning. I appreciate the one that sends it. I appreciate His Spirit. That sister was talking about this morning. The Bible says, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. She's talking about the welcoming Spirit this morning. That ain't you. Earlene, that ain't you. Mark, that ain't you. It ain't me. It ain't Colin. You know what it is? Spirit of Christ.
Amen.
That's the Spirit of Christ. It makes you love Him. That's what we close on to, what the Spirit of the Lord is. Let's live it. That's what's welcome. I'm going to try to be quiet.
I feel good in the Lord this morning. I thank Him for His message.